Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Someone new. Hello. Is it your first time here? I don't see a lot of new faces. And your name is? Very nice to meet you. Welcome to the Quiet and Magic Library. So, what brings you here? Oh, I see. You're here for an adventure. Yes. Well, you'll find lots of these here. What kind of adventure, may I ask? I see. Would you prefer maybe something a little scary or something with heroes? Right. I think I may just have the right books for you. Let me look through my amazing collection. I'm very pleased to meet you. I'm sure you're going to have a great time here. So, first you said you liked something a little scary. Great. So I believe Let me look through and ask my assistant to bring these books for you. That one may just be perfect. My assistant will bring it in just a second. Yes, it's that one. Alley number 6. Sent. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're coming from home. You look a little sad. don't like to stay at home. I understand. I'm kind of the same way. That's why I love spending my time here. Finding a new book is like finding a lot of new friends. Yes, and then there's a lot of people here who you can share the story with. Thank you. You're an absolute angel. Thank you. See this one? This is the first book that I shall suggest. And I'm sure you've probably heard about this story, but so many people have never read it. It is Dracula. This is a wonderful book. Absolutely wonderful. It's not quite a hardcover, which I prefer personally, but this one is just as beautiful. So, you can see that the pages on the side are painted black, which is great, isn't it? It just adds a little bit to the thrill. And this story is about vampires. Do you know anything about vampires? They do drink blood. Yes, you can protect yourself against them. It is possible. Oh, don't mind this. This is the library's mascot. He came over from the other story. The other room, sorry. So, this story will bring you to a dark story, but also a love story. I heavily suggest it. You see, vampires are such singular creatures. They are very strange, but I would say sometimes very friendly and very charming, but a lot of them don't have the best intentions at heart. And once I met one of them, and oh, I could tell you so many stories about them. They were wonderful, but there was something very strange about them, very sad and dark. And I escaped just in time because I felt something was going up, but feeling dizzy. Welcome. We found you on the edge of the forest, unconscious. Heard what? Welcome, my name is Countess Jazula. I will be your hostess tonight. Oh, why so jumpy? You're safe here tonight. You can do whatever you want. You can sit down. And stay by the fire. You can watch the rain outside. I see.
I know you can't see me, but I'm standing right beside you.
seems you're a little bit troubled. Luckily, my physician made you a potion. I think you should try that. It will make you so much better. Yes, it actually tastes very good. I think you should try that. He actually works in a lab near the castle. He does his little experiments, you know? I like to call him crazy, but he's very clever. Did that taste good? Good. Do you feel any different? Interesting. This castle belongs to my family. We've been owning it for since the dawn of time. I've been living here for ages. It's such a beautiful castle. I like to think that it's inhabited. Alive. Especially at night. I'm sure you will find a lot of interesting things. Yes, there's a lot of secrets, I would say. Possibly even some that I don't know. Who knows? Yes, I like to think that I will live here for a long time. Oh, the forest. That's where we found you. You were there on the ground, unconscious. Are you okay? It seems like you daydreamed. I hope it was a great dream. You seem a little startled. Oh, were you a little too taken by the story, maybe? Okay, would that be a story that you would like to read? Yes? Okay, good. Then let me just make sure that we have this. We have your name on it, and so I can add it to the record of the library. I'm afraid we don't have sticky paper anymore, so these days I just do this myself. Tape it. Let's put it here. So, the date of today is right. And your name is full name. Thank you. Perfect. This is now yours. I assume you would like more books. People usually come and borrow tons. Yes? So what kind of book? Yes, I may know a little bit about that. So let me look through my collection. Would you like something different? Maybe mythology? There are so many stories, such great ones. Why don't we try? Let me see if it was borrowed already. I don't think I've seen anyone in the story. In the alley. Sorry. This tea makes me say crazy things. Great. We have it. So, I will ask my assistant. To bring it right now. Great. And the request has been sent. So, tell me. Do you like reading? Have you been to other libraries before? This one is a little special. We consider our customers like travelers, you see. And reading a book is like traveling from one place to another. And usually people love that. Well, some stories, I must say, are a little too scary and intense, but some others are wonderful. It's great to feel like the hero of a story for just a little while. Some people get lost in some stories too. Yes, there's a lot of travelers who I haven't seen in a while. Maybe they liked the book so much, huh? Yes, I consider this job as bringing some kind of joy to people. Isn't it wonderful? Thank you very much. Ah, oh, this one. Beautiful. This is the tales of Norse mythology. So many stories, so many stories. This one is a hardcover. As you can see, it is absolutely beautiful. I cherish books like treasures. Even if they're old, they're always so beautiful. This one has stunning gold sides. And there is so much to learn about the Norse mythology. Look at these heroes. Wonderful, isn't it? Let me give you a nice preview. There's pictures here and there, and so you have everything, of course, about Odin, Frigga, Thor. Who could you know? Freya. Do you know about the Valkyries? There is great things to know. Of course, Loki. Yes, you've heard this before, haven't you? Yes, there's so many things to know. And there's also lots of illustrations. Amazing, beautiful paintings. So much. Yes, I met someone before who was counting me the story of their people. Yes. Was it one traveler got lost in a story where that character was taking them prisoner. And so they had a choice to be a slave or to be one of them, the Vikings. And so, what happened was that... Sit. Would you like to drink? I'm surprised I can speak your language. I've learned much from your people. Very clever. We're very different, your people and my people, but I can always recognize intelligence when I see it. Are you sure? No drink for you. What's your name? Your name. this house. This house has servants. Like the young girl you can see behind you. Yes. I make the rules here. I am the leader. And you can choose two things. One or the other. You can either be a slave, or you can become just like us, a warrior. Now, what would you like? Oh, maybe I can help you choose. Conversation with you, and you have a choice. It's all yours. I will protect you, whichever you choose. Your face looks like I'm telling you lies. Did you get lost again? Was it a nice story? Interesting. And what happened then? You got woken up. Well, I'm so glad you had a nice time and you met someone new, a friend. That's wonderful. Yes. So, would you be interested in this book? It could tell you more about what that character told you about. Yes. Great. Put a paper on it then.
Hey football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So, the date is April, right? And your name is, okay. Story, maybe. You want more mythology? I believe I have just the right book for you. Let me see. Want to get lost in those stories. Oh, yes. I do read a lot of books myself, but I try not to get lost because there are so many books I want to go through, you see, and I want to visit all of them and not get lost in one story. As wonderful as it seems, there's always other worlds and other universes to go to. And I can always go back. You can always go back. Thank you. You're wonderful. This one is very exciting. This one is a hardcover too, but it's much smaller. This is the Greek myth, a wonder book for girls and boys. And this one is kind of shiny. Yes, this is Medusa with her serpent snake's hair. So, at the back it says, "That is Medusa. Do not look at her. The sight would turn you to stone." You can see the pages here are silvery. I always love when they paint the pages. Medusa is definitely the most famous, maybe, Greek myth, I guess. A lot of people have heard of her. And we'll find illustrations as well here. And you will find many stories beyond Medusa, but I would definitely recommend going first for that one. You see, Medusa is such a complicated character. She is very sad. A lot of people mistake her for a villain, but you see, she's had a very, very sad story. And I do like her very much. She doesn't like men very much, but after all, she's only trying to protect herself. But you should definitely go and meet her. It should be an interesting tale that you can tell your friends. And when you meet her, she might not be the most courteous, but she will definitely
you.
Was it another daydream? Who was it about this time? So you met Medusa. In your dream, of course. How was she? Very sad, wasn't she? Maybe a little bit playful. That sounds very terrifying a little bit. Were you scared? No, of course. You were braver than anyone else, right? I see. You're definitely the hero of your own story. Oh, there's so many more myths in this book that you could get lost in and be the hero of. Would you like that? Yes. Good. So let's put your name in. Right. Yes, we have just one left. A lot of people like this one. Sent. The assistant will bring it for me. So, for now, which one of these books seems the best? All of them. I am quite curious to see which one you will prefer. Yes. I'm very intrigued. Well, clients always have their one favorite that they always go back to. Even though they're going to go and find adventure into other stories, they always come back to one of them. And I wouldn't be surprised that your favorite one would be in this bunch. Great. Perfect, thank you. That's the last time I bother you. This one. We are still in Greece, but this one is slightly different. This is Gods and Heroes of Ancient Greece. Beautiful, quite thick, and with golden pages. Stunning, really. And, well, the first image is a little bit bloody, so let's not show you that. But will tell you all about the gods of ancient Greece. You see, in old ages, people used to believe in different gods, not just one, multiple, and each one was taking care of something different, let's say. And they were all very interesting. There was obviously Zeus, who was, let's say, at the head of all the gods. He was the most powerful one. There were many gods, but you see, they were also goddesses. Lots of goddesses. And one of them liked to create humans. She was very... she liked to build them. And I remember meeting her one day. And she was very delightful. And she... need some earth. I don't like to call it dirt. It's just how you were made, all of you. And today I'm going to try and make you. So, just rub that into my hands. Happened to you this time? You met the goddess in your dream. How interesting. Right, and she was creating a human. Right. Yes. Did she give you a lot of imagination? That's great. sure you will find in these pages wonderful stories. Would you like that? Should I add it to your list of books? Very well. Very well. So, let's cut another paper. Bye for now.